International Bible Studies. Lesson for January 26, An Everlasting Kingdom. Key verse: Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. Psalm 145, verse 13, New King James Version. Selected scripture: Psalm 145, verse 10 through 21. Our key verse acknowledges God's omnipotence. As we look at the world today, we do not see many seeking to know God. Fewer still are making a concerted effort to live godly lives in accordance with the divine will. Does human indifference negate the claims of Scripture that God's kingdom is everlasting and His dominion endures throughout all generations? We answer, no. The God of our Bible is eternal. The brevity of human life limits our ability to fully discern the true scope of eternity. God, on the other hand, is entirely comfortable with the enormity of eternity. The prophet Isaiah refers to him as the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity. Isaiah 57, verse 15, New King James Version. The Psalms speak of God, the Eternal One, saying, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Psalms 90, verse 1 and 2, New King James Version. The point that we are making is this. God's plan has not been a failure. He is fully in control of His creation. One may well ask, if that is so, why is there so much suffering and chaos in the world? Why do wars persist? Why do people get sick and die? God has, for a limited time, permitted sin to wreak havoc among men. Solomon wrote, I set my heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all that is done under heaven. This burdensome task God has given to the sons of man, by which they may be exercised, Hebrew, afflicted. I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and indeed all is vanity and grasping for the wind. Ecclesiastes 1 verse 13 and 14, New King James Version. The operative phrase here is, by which they may be exercised, or afflicted. The human family, in experiencing the effects of sin, is being afflicted in order to know good and evil. Genesis 3 verse 22. In due time, our Creator will bring mankind's calamity to an end, in His glorious everlasting kingdom. Then the promises of Scripture will be reality, not apparent exaggeration. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom, and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men His mighty acts, and the glorious majesty of His kingdom. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless His holy name forever and ever. Psalms 145, verse 10 through 12 and 21, New King James Version. This shall be accomplished through the work of God's Son, Christ Jesus. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon His shoulder, and His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of His government and peace, there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over His kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever. Isaiah 9, verse 6 and 7, New King James Version. In this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Matthew 6, verse 9 and 10, New King James Version. Let us continue to pray for God's everlasting kingdom.